There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program at the forefront of conversation. What is going on in your world? We'll compare that to what's in our world. Put yourself in our world by dialing 888-302-DOUG, sending us email to Jennifer or to Doug or Kenny or Rich at DougSteffens.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I want to acknowledge Yvonne. Hello, Yvonne. We were talking about Ted Cruz deciding he wanted to be the first to announce he's running for the White House, but it may be in the front door, out the back door, because of his Canadian birth. She says, according to the Constitution, one must be a natural-born citizen, and he is not. He was born in Canada, and until recently still held a Canadian passport. Really?
But he's got an American-born mother.
Yeah. With a Cuban-born father.
And a Cuban-born father. And there is no specific definition of natural-born U.S. citizen in the Constitution.
Loophole.
So it's very, very
That's
fuzzy.
Why I said it was a loophole, Richie. When we were going through this, I said, this is a loophole that needs to be fixed. And so what are they going to do to fix it? Let's find out. Be interesting to follow all of that.
You know, so generally, if you have two American-born parents.
Uh-huh.
It's a no-brainer, right? You're in. But what happens if you only have one and you're born?
I don't know. Ask Barack Obama.
Yep, Donald that's Trump. True.
Right? Or Donald Trump.
Right, we'll ask Donald Trump.
Right.
Well, he's in charge of the birth certificates.
Hawaii.
Right.
Supposedly.
So he says.
So he says. So his birth certificate says.
One of them.
Whichever one you look at, right.
Okay.
The one smoking says Nigeria or wherever, right?
Kenya.
Kenya, that's right.
No, I can't.
The one smoking.
You can. I can't. This is the 23rd of March. All right, so Richie,
yeah.
A lot of hoopla as to who's doing what. I actually was cursing the television. Hello. When I wanted to watch a television program that's one of my favorites, and what I got instead
basketball.
Was a lot of college basketball.
Yeah. CBS, you were watching The Good Wife, trying to.
No, well, Good Wife was on
CBS
here.
CBS or TNT.
Yeah, I mean, all over the cable channels. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Wichita State beat Kansas 78-65.
Yeah.
That's a shocker.
Big shocker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So where are all of these teams? Where is where's the action today when it comes to all the office pools?
The pools are pretty well turned upside down this weekend. We'll have to let the dust settle and see what my guy who runs our pool here says. But Michigan takes out Virginia 60-54, and Duke rides our early Sweet 16 ride over San Diego State. Oklahoma beats Dayton. Big shocker there. Right. Like we said, Wichita beats Kansas. That's a killer. Iowa losing to Gonzaga. Wisconsin beats Oregon.
Gonzaga.
That game went down to it, man. They were all over on that game. My Terps losing to West Virginia. We lost Miller Trimble. He got a concussion, so he was out, and that was pretty much toast for us. And Louisville beats Northern Iowa.
All right.
So we're down to the Sweet 16 now. They only have to worry about this for a couple of more weeks.
And NC State knocked off number one seed Villanova.
All right, is this over? Is it the end of March or is it going to April?
April 4th.
Then it would be April Madness.
Yeah. It's all madness. Speaking of that, a Turkish lawmaker said over the weekend he believes 11 foreign medical students have gone into Syria to work in ISIS-controlled hospitals. The group includes 7 people from England, 1 American, 1 Canadian, and 2 from the Sudan. After talking with their families, this fellow says he's convinced they've been brainwashed, but he did say that the students are in Syria to provide help and not to fight. The parents want them all to come home. I would think, let's put ourselves into that position. All right, think those of you who have daughters or sons who are 17, 18, 19 years of age, you may have a certain religious upbringing, and maybe there's a certain thing going on in your school, maybe there's something in your neighborhood, maybe there's something that has influenced your children. Would you know it? Do you know your children well enough to feel completely 100% sure that they would never do anything as foolish as this? Think about your children. I think a lot of parents don't really know their children. I think that's why you can explain away things that have happened in high schools, more importantly, college shoot 'em ups with people who don't know. And maybe it's because, I mean, I'm throwing a few maybes in here. We look at our social structure these days. More and more children are reared in one-parent homes. Look at it any way you want to. But does it make it easier for people who are so good at doing this sort of thing, convincing people that their cause is right and just and true? And boy, if you really are tired of things, you know how teenagers are. Everything's lousy. Parents are stupid. They don't know anything. We know it all. So let's just take a hike. Well, I mean, I think when you look at the story of those two girls who, was it Colorado? They left. They were in Colorado, right?
Yeah,
they wanted to go over there.
So.
Look at any of these others that have been, and maybe even Jihadi John, that's how he got over there.
I think it's less about, and I don't know, this is just crack psychology here, who knows the real truth, but I'd say it's less about going against your parents and more about feeling like you don't fit in anywhere. These groups are really good at picking up people who feel like they don't fit into regular society. That's kind of their target.
Yeah, right.
You know, less about the ones that are trying to, like, fight back against their parents and more about the ones who feel like they don't have friends.
I'm not even fighting back against their parents. I'm just suggesting that the parents aren't in touch with their children. I'm not even suggesting there's a fight. There just is a lack of concern, consideration, connection. Go ahead, Richie.
Well, you know, even when you leave to join these groups because you think that you belong there, even when you get in, there's got to be cliques. You know, you think about it. Inside ISIS, there's got to be the popular guys and the non-popular guys, and I'm the one who just doesn't fit.
Well, there are a lot of, but aren't there a lot of children like that, teenagers who just feel like they don't fit in now?
We all
can go back and find people when we were in school who didn't fit in, but now there seems to be more of a focus, and technology has brought us there. People who are disconnected, and they walk around like zombies with the tech. That's their connection.
It gets more dramatic, yeah.
To what life is, yeah.
Now, do you think that maybe these guys were just offered a load of money? The ones that just disappeared to join ISIS to become doctors.
We'd be speculating.
I know you would imagine, though. I mean, these guys go drop out from wherever they were, and then they end up. I mean, obviously, ISIS needs doctors. That's probably something they don't have. So,
how much money would it take?
Right. For me to join ISIS, it wouldn't be enough.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
well, but
I have enough. You know, I'm not starving. I've got a house. I've got stuff.
Yeah,
but
anybody who's
a doctor is going to have enough.
Yeah, there could be, I'm going to give you $500,000. Come on over. Is that going to be enough to move? Some people would be moved by that.
Yeah.
Some people would be moved by that. Kenny, what did you start to say?
I said they have a really bad retirement plan. You'd have to
think about
that. These 401k.
These can't be the best and the brightest who are joining up.
Mm-mm, no. 15 past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, remember, I have been talking to you about how you look. Most everything that I talk to you about has in some way, shape, or form, when I'm doing a commercial for a product, with how you look, doesn't it? I mean, think about Genucel, Provia. Think about the things that we're talking about with the Super Beats, how that makes you feel and look. Well, here's the story from the Provia aspect. Somebody called, as a matter of fact, Dr. Ken and I went toe-to-toe with somebody over the weekend. If you want to listen to it in the archives, it would be hour number one, I believe, from the Saturday morning. Isn't that how they list? Isn't it one and two? We do the same thing on the weekend or wherever we publish it. Okay,
yes.
So the Dr. Ken thing. We had a pharmacist call us to take us to task about Provia. And so, okay, I'm letting him talk. He said, you know how ridiculous it sounds when you tell people there's a product that cleanses the scalp? And cleanses the pores and allows the hair to grow from under the scalp. He said, you know how silly that sounds? I didn't say a word. Ken, who is a scientist. Ken, who will not talk about anything on the air that isn't something that he's comfortable with, going to the research, looking at stuff. And you know how he is. He's just kind of mild-mannered. Those of you who don't get to listen to Ken Kronhaus, he's with us later on in this hour. But he and I do a Saturday program for a couple of hours that's aimed at medical information and news and that sort of thing. So this guy goes on for a while and is basically chopping us up. So I was starting, Richie, you can just imagine, I'm ready for this guy. Mm-hmm. How dare, he said, he's saying to me, oh, well, what medical degree do you have? Like trying to set me up, like on the golf course. What do you know about medicine? I've got a degree as a pharmacologist. You don't know nothing.
Let me step aside and let the doctor who graduated from Duke talk to you.
He went to Duke. He went to Stanford. Yeah. He's got two PhDs and two MDs. So, but I did say something after he left. Yeah, Dr. Ken does. I did say something after he left. But anyway, Ken, after he left. Yeah, you know. I'd had enough of his stuff.
So I disconnected him and talked some smack.
No. But I just said, because I don't have a degree doesn't mean I don't know anything. We all know a little.
And I get to jump in here, too, because I am a cancer survivor who did the science or did the research to see what happens when you lose your hair and how to not lose it. And guess what, Mr. Pharmacist? I didn't lose my hair because I did this research.
So anyway, it was a funny, kind of amusing conversation. But I normally get really bent out of shape when people come after me with stuff like that. But in the back of my mind, I knew that Ken could ace him. So I just left. I did say, I kind of snorted for a moment or two. And then I said, you can probably find the conversation if you look for it, Richie. Anyway, the bottom line, the point here is that we have this product. If your hair is falling out, and you would like to have your hair not fall out, or at least come back again, so that it looks better, your hair is fuller, feels stronger, all that good stuff, then what you want is Provia, which does what we were just talking about, cleanses your scalp, does a lot of things to thicken the hair as well when it comes in. So a perfect way for you to deal with that problem that so many people have is to easily pick up the phone, call 800-525-8319. That's it. 800-525-8319. Works for men and women. Your hair will not, well, it will. Well, everybody's hair falls out. It's whether it comes back again that's important. Give yourself a $1 million look for springtime. Do yourself a favor. 800-525-8319. 3-month money back guarantee. That's pretty much all you have to know. It works. It's guaranteed. And so from there, help yourself to Provia for your hair. 800-525-8319.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked of oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hello, my name is Don Azzleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
One hit wonder time on Good Day. That should be not a heavy lift, Richie. I don't have my thing, so you have to tell me who's where.
I will.
That'd be very nice. This song is called Hot Child in the City. Remember it?
No one knows the deal or what her name is.
Sounds like a chick almost, don't you think?
A little bit.
Exactly,
the feminine side. All right, so this song comes from someone who had only one top pop single. This is it.
Down
the city.
He could run for president, maybe.
Yeah.
That counts. Canada's like America North anyway.
Yeah, I mean, hey, let's just annex it. Bring it in. Tell us the name of the singer, 888-302-3684, and you'll qualify for our trip. I think today is the last day we'll do qualifiers. Or do you want me to go until Friday? When are we doing the drawing?
Oh, we can go until Wednesday or Thursday, at least.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
So qualify now by dialing 888-302-3684. Tell us, who is this? Who's singing this song, Hot Child in the City? And you'll be eligible for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Hot Child in the City. This fellow was born in London, actually.
So you're not kidding. This is really a dude?
Yeah, this is a dude. Yeah, this is a dude. Number one during this week in 1978, Hot Child in the City.
Hot Child in the City.
Younger fellow.
Who'd have thought?
His family moved to Vancouver when he was just a small child.
He grew up with Ted Cruz.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. His professional career began as frontman for the glamour rock band Sweeney Todd. I don't remember them. Anybody remember Sweeney Todd?
No.
Allison Sweeney on TV, but I don't know anything about Sweeney Todd. That's a great, there's something about Sweeney. There's a that's a great
my
name.
My mom's name.
Sound. Is it? Yeah. It's a really, there's something great about the sound. I don't know. I grew up with somebody whose name was Sweeney, and I thought it was a cool name. This fellow started writing material for Bette Midler, Joe Cocker, Pat Benatar when he was very young. He and guitarist-songwriter James McCullough left Sweeney Todd and signed a U.S. record deal to concentrate on a solo career, which is where this song, Hot Child in the City, came from, about a childhood prostitution ring. And the problems with it, this kid detested it. According to Billboard, Hot Child in the City took longer to climb to number one than any other hit in music history. It was on the charts for a long time before it got to be number one. All right, so anyway, have you got a fix on this yet? 888-302-3684. He was never able to duplicate his single success. Move to Port Moody, British Columbia, where he continues to record and tour. All right, Richie, start all over again so we can get that ambiance.
Oh, you want that? I love that. Boom.
Yeah, that boom, 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 boom.
Good stuff.
I think so.
I might pick up a bass and learn how to play, just to learn how to play this.
You'd like that group that we saw on Saturday Night Routine, the bass players and stuff.
I bet I would.
It was nice to
I like any band that plays in the restaurant or a bar. Yeah. They're all good.
It was fun. All right, let's get to Dawn first and see if she can identify the fellow who's singing Hot Child in the City, our one-hit wonder for today. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing today? A nice, bright sound to your voice. You must be doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Where are you?
On my way to work. On my way to work.
Yeah, where is that?
Lake City, Florida.
Ah, okay. So what's the name of the fellow singing this song?
Nick Wilder.
Nick Wilder? Isn't he a character from a movie or a television show? Why do I know? Who's Nick Wilder?
Nick Wilder.
No. Well, wait a minute.
Spell his last name, you're saying.
Yeah.
G-I-L-D-E-R?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Gilder is how it was pronounced as in Radner. Gilder, that wasn't spelled.
That's Gilda.
Yeah, I know. Close.
Gilder Radner.
In New England, we say Gilder Radner.
Right.
So Nick Gilder is a fellow who did this. You are correct. So you qualify for a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Congratulations. Good for you. Drive safely to work. Have a wonderful day. And maybe you win. The drawing is this Friday here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Remember, when you come home from work, you may be tired, you've been working all day, you're out of the house for 8 hours, but your dog or cat has been waiting for you all day long. And when you come home and the dog's excited, it jumps up on you, the cat jumps on your lap, and you say, get away from me, get away from me, that's not a good way to spend the evening. What you need to do is when you come home from work, remember that they've been home by themselves, spend the first 10 or 15 minutes with your pets talking about your day, asking them about theirs. If you spend that first 10 or 15 minutes with them, they'll calm down, and then the two of you will be able to establish a regular routine. Take them outside. Play ball with them. You know, people don't realize that pets, just like people, can get very lonely. The average dog or cat spend 8 or 9 hours a day sitting home with nothing to do but watch soap operas on TV. You have that mental stimulation at work. So when you come home, spend that first 10 or 15 minutes with your pet, and I promise you, the rest of the night will be relaxing for the both of you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Perfectly right and on the way the angry mob was usually nice.
You know what?
What?
It's 33 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Time flies.
I know. It's unbelievable. I'm just sitting over here at the at DougSteffens.com. Ken, look at the poll. What's your favorite thing about spring? Jennifer, I'm going to ask you this. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is your favorite thing about spring? Here are your options.
Lay it on me.
It starts staying light later.
It's all right.
I love that. The weather's getting warmer.
Yeah, it's already been warm.
You guys live in California. What is, it doesn't matter to you. Flowers are blooming.
California?
You gotta
be
quiet.
I love the flowers.
Sit in your seat.
I don't,
flowers are blooming.
People don't like it when
singing.
You don't treat me nicely.
Yeah.
And people, I mean me.
Baseball season is about to start. I like that one, too.
I like that.
That's my favorite.
And I can't imagine anybody answering this. There might be some joker. I don't like spring. I'm going to go with, Jen, which one is yours?
I got to go baseball or flowers.
Yeah, because the weather doesn't really change for you.
No.
Okay.
All right. What did you just start?
Baseball for me, too.
Yeah, I like it starts staying light later.
What are you doing? What are you talking
about? We're talking about the poll at your website. You should be familiar with this.
The poll.
DougSteffens.com, STEPHN. You got that one?
Good, Richard. Thank you. Yeah. 25 for the hour. I had to
Smarty pants.
Charlotte was having a little episode, so I had to spend a minute or two.
Really?
Jennifer has the television report in a few moments. I was talking, I sort of alluded to a story that we were... we'd sort of put together over the last half hour or so regarding your tax refund. I was telling the story, I think, more off the air than I was on the air about one of my pals who filed on Friday and was told that it would take him an extra month to get his tax return, to get his money back. Files electronically, has everything, he's got great records, no questions, never been audited, none of that stuff. But because of the situation, the way the government's being run, there aren't enough people, there's not enough dollars. in the seven. Come on.
They warned you. Remember this about a month ago. There was a story. The refunds are going to be slow. But here's what I get from this. So we overpay the government when we take money out of our paychecks.
Yeah.
We don't get to invest that money on our own, but the government does. Yeah. And now they're going to keep it an extra few months longer and keep that money investing on their own.
How much longer are we going to pay people?
It's a gimmick. Yeah. It's their way of saying, oh, you want less taxes? Sure. Here's what happens. Oh, we can't get you your check back for another 30 days.
I was watching on the plane coming out here yesterday. There was a PBS special series on the Roosevelts. And it was, I didn't see all. I just saw one episode. But the one I saw brought me back around to how corrupt this country was. We think it's corrupt now, and it is. But how big business was in league with the big government, even at the time what was considered big government. It looks like it looks like pocket change the way things are now. But how the government was so influenced, both parties, Republicans and Democrats, were influenced by big money. And that was even before there was a Citizens United or any of these other things. It was just it was amazing how they ran, the big influences ran the government for their benefit. So you try to separate that stuff, the realities of that, to the everyday circumstances that most of us find ourselves in. And frankly, let's admit it, most Americans are cash strapped. At this time of year, after Christmas, they're trying to pay off their Christmas bills. Many people count on these tax checks to get their money back so they can pay off their Christmas. This is an insidious, this is a just a stick it to you kind of philosophy. Why in the name of heavens are we putting up with this stuff?
Don't know how to ask the questions.
Well, here's the other side of this. There are a lot of these credit cards or bank loans you can get, payday loans that are translated to your refund loan. And so they'll give you the money now because they know you can give them a piece of paper that says, all right, get $11,000 back, but it won't be here for an extra month. So you'll pay. Not only was Jennifer right, you don't get any interest on the money that they are holding, but now you're going to have to pay if you want to use that money to keep from paying. I mean, it's just go around in a circle. The credit card interest is 29%. So you're going to pay 29%. Or you're going to go to somebody who will loan you the money based on what you're going to get in your tax return. You'll have to pay an extra month's interest because you're not getting the money back. So no matter how you look at this thing, unless you don't spend, and if you don't spend, you're a bad American because the economy depends on you spending. Again, I'm going around in a circle like a gerbil in a cage, but this is how this all works. And you keep getting it tucked to you, and I'm not even sure many of you realize that you're getting it tucked in.
Want me to crank you up just a little bit more?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Went out to dinner with a friend of ours over the weekend whose father is suffering from Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And they finally, and he broke his leg and they had to put him in a home. And so the mother is still living in their house, but has had a tough year dealing with the father with Alzheimer's. So they finally get him in the home. He's getting care the whole bit. He's pretty much going to have to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, how are you paying for the nursing home? He said, it's under Medicare. I said, how did that work out? Because, you know, knowing that his father's not, you know, he's got a little bit of money.
Yeah.
He said, when you sign the papers to put them into Medicare, mm-hmm. you basically sign their house over.
Everything.
Yeah.
We did it with my grandparents. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
So when, you know, they don't push the mother out, but when the mother moves out or leaves the house, basically the house is sold and every cent goes to pay back whatever it costs for the Medicare.
Even though you pay into Medicare,
even though you pay
life.
Into Medicare for your whole life, everything that you have left. So you know the conversation that I had with my mother? We're getting everything out of your name.
That's what we did. What you have to do it.
Take it out of your name.
Yeah. And they go back 5 years.
Yeah.
So if you have money 3 years ago, they go get that money.
Yep. It's insidious. This country is so
ridiculous.
It is, and we
my mom and dad paid in their whole life for this.
And look at these people from China who want to be born. And look at the thing we were talking about earlier, the immigration thing with all these Chinese women bearing their children here to the tune of tens of thousands every year who want to come here. You want to come here for this? Well, it's better than probably what you get in China, but it isn't right. It isn't fair. It isn't just. I found out over the weekend doing some study, because I think I've said it publicly. I think I've said on the air that I'm selling my farms in Framingham. I'm going to sell them both and move on. And with that comes a stark reality of what the tax man is going to get out of this sale.
What is it going to be? It's got to be half, right?
Well, it's not going to be that bad, but it still is. They haven't done anything. I'm the one who put the money into it. I'm the one who risked. I'm the one who had the sweat.
And you subsidized the town for a long
right.
time.
Right, yeah. I've subsidized the whole thing for 10 years, and yet they're going to, it is, you know, I've been pretty good over the years. And with working with people who understand the tax system, I report every penny I make, and we take every legitimate deduction. But and I don't want to sound like some jerk, like, oh, he's worked so hard. But I have worked hard to keep this farm as a contributing member of the community, something unique and different for a long time. And now, for my trouble, I'm going to have to pay what amounts to millions in taxes when I sell this place. And I'll come out of it, you know, who knows with what, but that's not the point. The point is that there shouldn't be, it's like the death tax. Why should we be paying for these, I want to use a word that I can't use.
Don't do it.
For these people to take your money and waste it the way that they do. And I say that to everybody. What really is more important is the story that Richie just told about these people who, at the end of the line, will have nothing. I don't really care about leaving anything to my children. That's not important. But I want to be able to live in at least some semblance of the way I've lived my life, because I think, frankly, I've earned it.
Not me,
and
dude.
And so have most other people. Most of you have
my
earned.
My mom's got a nickel, and I can get it instead of the government.
Yeah.
She would rather I get it than them.
Yeah, that's good. So figure it out. But it's just insidious, the way this just keeps growing and spending. And good God, here's another. The Afghanistani withdrawal that was supposed to take place, these lying people, that's what they are. We're supposed to have exited from this war, and now we're not going to. How many times have we been told between Bush and Obama we're going to get out of Afghanistan? And now we're not. We're going to stay there. We're going to teach the Afghan forces how to face tougher fights. And we're worried about insurgents there because ISIS or some arm of them are going over to Afghanistan as well. Where does it stop? Isn't that the question? Dominic, you've called to say something important. Happy to have you on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. As you know, I'm retired and I'm watching the ocean as I.
No, I don't know that at all.
We're jealous.
I love you guys. You listen every day, every morning. And I'm generally in agreement, except for this fact that you were talking about on taxes, and I hear this all the time. It's a little bit of sour grapes. My wife, God bless her, and I have worked for about 15 years to try to do the best we can to get the most out of our taxes on time and without, you know, we've spent our money for next year. And people haven't even put their taxes in for this year. I think it's laziness. I think a lot of it is that people make such a big dark cloud out of this. Face the fact, life is not perfect, God knows, okay? But you can, if you're smart and you take the time, and if you go, like I do, because I'm retired, I go to these dinners, free lunch, and I listen to what they say about the taxes, and we actually use some of that information so that when, God forbid, one of us gets sick, we don't lose everything. There are tax rules that say you can keep your money. You have to go find out what they are. If you're intelligent about this stuff, you don't have to suffer and bitch and complain to anybody else.
Right.
Well,
that's what I'm going to do.
The point is, but the more of the point, you've made some very good points. Thank you for making them, and thank you for calling. You have made some good points. My main point is, why is it that we always have to be at war with our government? We're paying for it.
It should be easy.
You shouldn't have to sneak around. You shouldn't have to do all of the things that we have to do.
I shouldn't have to be nervous about saying I have to do something with my mother's money on the radio.
Right. Yeah. And I shouldn't have to say on the air, I don't want to say that I'm selling some property and I may have to pay a lot of money in taxes because I didn't. The fact that the land gained in value is wonderful, but there was a lot of money that went in to keep it so that it did what it did for the years that it did. And, I mean, I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to do what I've done. I'm very thankful for all the things. I think one of the things we all have to do is give thanks every day for the great things. And we live in the greatest country in the world. There's no question about that. But that doesn't mean we have to like things that are so wrong and so twisted. And I mean, if I thought that the money that I was going to pay in taxes was going to go to something that was worthwhile and we were going to really help people with it,
and
I could see, but it's so damnable. The waste is so, and the corruption is so bad. And that's what really sticks in my craw. Dominic, God bless you. You've done the right thing for you, and I laud you for it. In a moment, Jennifer is going to bring us up to date on some of the important television news. It's 14 before the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online. It's 328 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
Did you know that since the year 2000, almost 40% of new anti-cancer drugs were first approved for blood cancer patients and are being tested on patients with other cancers like lung, prostate, and breast? That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud supporter of a new PBS series, Ken Burns Presents Cancer, The Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barack Goodman. The film is a vivid account of the grim past of cancer and the promising future of cures, like the research the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds to advance targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs that save lives every day. And every day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society continues funding research for patients, stopping cancer not someday, but today. Text CURES to 80077 to learn more about our impact on cures. That's CURES to 80077. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, now it's time for Jen. Jennifer Horn is here. I see that HBO, Sony, and Showtime are in talks with broadband companies, Jennifer, about putting their television streaming services on a separate cable lane as a managed service that would allow the companies to bypass the public internet. So how...
I don't even know how that works technically, but I do know that all these networks are now scrambling with the idea that cable is not going to be traditional anymore, that there are going to be a lot of a la carte services. Many people, especially like the premium channel providers like HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, and those types of places, are looking at places that they can go aside from traditional, you know, thousands of channel service packages, and that's what this is and continues to be. They want to be available everywhere that people can consume this product.
Probably
the biggest news today, though, Dougie, is the premiere of James Corden on The Late Late Show. He's set to take the stage tonight. He went to CBS to pitch an idea for a talk show and ended up with the job that Craig Ferguson vacated as host of the show. Go figure that. I'm actually kind of excited about this one. I didn't know who James Corden was. He's a Brit. Hadn't heard much about him. But then I saw, what's the musical that was nominated? Into the Woods. And it was kind of taken with him. He starred in that, and I thought, this might be kind of a fun thing.
Which one is he?
He played the butcher. No, the baker. The candlestick maker. He played the main guy.
The baker or the candlestick maker.
He was the main guy. He was the baker. That's what he was.
Okay.
Remember him?
No.
But he was the main character, the main boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
You say so.
Snoop Dogg.
Next.
You don't believe me? Snoop Dogg had...
I didn't believe that. I just don't remember him.
Yeah, no, he was the main guy in Into the Woods. Snoop Dogg may have caught the drama bug following his appearance on Empire's explosive season finale. And he's now partnered with HBO to develop, get this, a family drama for the network, because family drama scream for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, right.
According to a statement, the show is not titled yet. It'll be set in the 80s, and it'll be centered around a Los Angeles family whose life is turned upside down by the collision of their community and American politics. So, of course, we can get a little messy there. And then Psych star Maggie Lawson, I like her, and Jane Lynch have signed on to star in a CBS comedy pilot. It's called Angel from Hell, and it'll air on CBS in the fall.
Really? Snoop Dogg. Man, I can't even begin to imagine that. All right, let's see here. We have about 51 after the hour. If you listen and while away your time in excellent fashion by listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Always happy to have Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his weekly update of important medical information. Breastfed babies become rich adults. Let's follow the trail on this one. Go ahead.
Sure. This is out of the Lancet Global Health Journal this week, Doug. Breastfed babies may be smarter, better educated, and richer as adults. Breastfeeding is associated with improved performance and intelligence tests at age 30. And also, breastfeeding has an important effect on societal level by increasing educational attainment and income in adulthood.
I buy this 100%, by the way. 100% makes nothing but sense. The way that you get colostrum into your system, that's great for your immune system. Your brain is going to function better, quicker. This makes nothing but sense. So, it's like common sense. Sometimes you wonder, Ken, when we look at these studies, why it is that people don't just figure, okay, yeah, this makes good sense. Get all the nutrients into the body, and why wouldn't everybody be breastfeeding or making sure they're using the breast milk that they have from themselves one way or another, get into their babies.
Well, now there's no doubt, there's good proof.
Could loneliness shorten your life?
Perspectives on psychological sciences this week, Doug. Loneliness has long been associated with poor mental health, including depression, but a new study suggests social isolation may harm physical health also, and even hasten death. People do not commonly think of social factors when they think of health. We think of things like exercise, blood pressure, and taking cholesterol medication, but it turns out that social isolation is actually more predictive of death than any of those three things.
Folic acid acid. Some people say folic acid lowers your risk for stroke. If you have high blood pressure, you would use this. If you have regular blood pressure, should you use it?
Well, it can't hurt, but it's especially helpful if you have high blood pressure. Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, there's new evidence of the importance of folic acid in preventing strokes, especially among those with high blood pressure. Patients with high blood pressure and with a history of stroke or heart disease who took both folic acid supplements along with antihypertension, a drug called enalapril, were less likely to have had a stroke than those who took the medicine alone. The best way to get enough folic acid in the diet is to load up on green leafy vegetables, beans, citrus fruits, and fortified grain-based food items, including wheat flour, cornmeal, pasta, and rice.
All right, so now the next thing, this diet soda report, intake associated with increases in the size of your waist.
Exactly. Journal of the American Geriatric Society this week, increasing diet soda intake is directly linked to greater abdominal obesity in adults 65 years of age and older. These findings raise concerns about the safety of chronic diet soda consumption, which may increase belly fat and contribute to greater risk of metabolic syndrome and heart disease and circulation disease throughout the body.
I hope that's not the same with ice cream. Oof. All right. The Miller High Life guy has died from a blood clot. Is it drinking too much Miller High Life? Is that what we're supposed to be?
Exactly. Wendell D. Middlebrooks, the Miller High Life delivery guy, died from a pulmonary embolism. This is a clot in the lung. And weight was definitely a factor. He weighed 400 pounds. The 36-year-old Middlebrook died Monday in his San Fernando Valley home. So lose weight, stay active, and you won't have this happen.
All right, let's talk about Heart Factors Plus and how this can help you in boosting nitric oxide levels, how it is that men and women benefit from taking this. You're a cardiologist, so makes nothing but sense to you, it would seem.
From Nobel Prize-winning research, Doug, listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. Here's what Norman from Arizona tells us. I've been using this product for a while now and find my endurance and stamina have benefited greatly. Best of all, my cardiologist agrees that taking Heart Factors is the best thing I could have done. And the benefits do not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus. For a limited time, get a free bottle and faster results than you've ever thought possible or your money back, no questions asked.
800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus right now. 800-621-6313. Try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free. Get a free bottle, as a matter of fact, with your order when you mention you heard Dr. Ken talking about it. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus, yours today, now at 800-621-6313.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.